This is 89.1 WTLT and WTLT.org. Joe Stamm says his version of country music has a rock component laced with rural American imagery and deeply personal songwriting. Stamm will show off songs from his new EP at his country rock revival Friday night at the Castle Theater with guests Lick Creek and the Bogart Jones Band. He has also released a single titled Merry Christmas from Sun Road Hill. He tells WGLT it's not a traditional feel-good holiday song, but is an example of his deeply personal songwriting, real or not.
I got to be careful with this one because I need to make it clear that there is a lot of imagination used. Otherwise, I might get some aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters upset at me because a lot of it is made up.
Well, let's play just a little bit of it so they can hear exactly what you're talking about, okay?
All right, yeah.
Uncle Brett's been drinking, bitching about his missus. Aunt Laura's in the kitchen, been doing up all the dishes. And it looks like Grandma's passed out on the couch. Somebody ought to take that burning cigarette out her mouth.
So yeah, it does sound very personal.
Yeah, I mean,
and some of it's good and some of it's like, you know, yeah. Take care of your kid, right?
I think my brother ought to teach that Brett thing too.
And there's tidbits and concepts in there that are certainly personal and true. A lot of it is fabricated. You know, none of my grandparents ever smoked cigarettes, you know, for example. But
so you're not just saying this to cover your butt, right?
No, I'm not. But you know, I think there's something in that song that someone and about any family reunion can identify with.
We're all drunk, as far as I can tell. Merry Christmas from Sun Road Hill. Put on Elvis, pour yourself a beer.
The song is called Merry Christmas from Sun Road Hill. It's the Joe Stamm Band here on WGLT Sound Ideas. You've also got a new EP out.
Yeah.
It came out a couple of months ago. I'm holding it in my hand. Songs Without a Home.
Yeah. I went for many years where it was a real struggle to get music released for various reasons and sets of circumstances. And I've had all these songs piling up. And last year I was like, you know, I need to get to where I'm releasing stuff on a regular basis. And so I've been working on three different projects. Songs Without a Home is one of those. And it's one where I went down to Nashville, worked with a producer that I've worked with before down there. And, you know, he put together a team of studio musicians. And it was a few songs that maybe my band wasn't really jiving with very much. Or I was looking for a good spot for these songs. And I thought that the studio musicians, because a lot of them I'd worked with before on a previous release, would be good on that project. And they're called Songs Without a Home because they were songs I didn't know what to do with, so I went down and cut them in Nashville, and we released them last month.
Let's play the lead track, I'll Buy the Beer.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how you been? Yeah, guess it's been a while. I've been busier than hell. My to-dos go on for miles. But don't forget, you're the one who left. Don't forget, you're the one who's gone.
I want to ask you about going down to Nashville in a bit, but about sure. This song specifically, it sounds like you're missing someone, but yeah. It doesn't sound like a lover.
No, it's a friend. I wrote that song probably, I think, 10 years ago.
Mm.
So it took me a while to get it cut. And over the course of the recording process, the drummer put in this little soldier beat in the bridge. And I thought to myself, man, how powerful would that be if we could use a music video to, you know, share the story of a soldier who's lost his life. And so we opened that up to the public this summer, looking for family who'd be willing to be vulnerable enough to tell the story of someone they've lost. And family of Corporal Benjamin Desolitz submitted and had tons of great videos and photos from Ben's life. Ben was killed in Iraq in 2007. So we put that video together, and that's been a really powerful, awesome experience to be a part of. It was truly special for me, and I think from the feedback that we've gotten on it, it was really special to a lot of people.
What town was he from?
He was from Elmwood, Illinois.
Well, we're going to embed this into the web story, so if you're just listening right now on the air, you can go to the web story, and you can see the video.
That sun starts to spill over that stone cross if it's the right. Day. It's the only time I come to visit your grave.
So I was going to ask you about recording in Nashville, and you said you recorded with studio musicians down there. It's a different process. Is it better, is it worse, or is it just different?
Different. It has its ups and it has its downs. On the high side, everything's perfect. You go in and it's like being in a factory. I mean, these guys crank it out. You know, you make decisions on the fly. There are things about this record that I would maybe, I don't know if I should say that, if I would do differently. You know, I'm extremely satisfied with how it came out.
But, it sounds great.
But it was, thank you. When I recorded First Saw You back in 2017, I think, it was a lot of the same cats in the studio, same producer, and I was just kind of like wide-eyed because you go in there and these guys are just cranking stuff out, you know, and making decisions on the fly. And I was able to get involved in those decisions a little bit more this time because I had some confidence and done it before. On the downside, I think you get some of that, for lack of a better term, canned Nashville sound, you know, versus the full band album that I've got coming out with my guys next summer. Those are where four guys have been in a room for the last year or so, cranking out these ideas and these arrangements and these parts from the ground up. And those have evolved into what I would consider a blood, sweat, and tears project. And it's more of our sound. You know, there's a difference between our sound and the sound of a bunch of Nashville cats that have not worked with me much and don't really know me personally or don't know my music.
I can still see your dad with that beer in his hand. I can still see the sweat run down the side of that can.
So before I ask you about the song itself, this is Mary, by the way, from Joe Stamm, his new EP, Songs Without a Home. Your sound, at least what I'm hearing on this EP, it's not the modern country sound.
Right.
Is this related to what you call like a black dirt sound? Or
I think what I would call the black dirt sound is more closely related to what we're doing with the band, which is more, there's probably a little bit more rock in that.
But this doesn't sound like pop country, right?
No, but I was heavily influenced by that 90s stuff. And I think it's a kind of a confluence of that 90s stuff with a real heavy emphasis on lyrics, which I think I get from my being a Chris Knight fan, being a Christofferson fan and all that stuff.
Oh, Mary, who would have known we'd still be lying in the bed we made back in school.
Mary is the song you're hearing on WGLT Sound Ideas from our guest Joe Stamm, the EP, Songs Without a Home. This sounds like a married couple, or a couple that got married out of high school, and now it's 20-some years later. The narrator is talking about how difficult it was back in the day, but we kind of made it. So this is not about you.
No.
Because you're not quite that old to be writing a song like this yet, but you did.
No, right.
A lot of times writers can go, okay, I remember back in the day. How do you write for someone that's 10 or 20 years down the road? How do you do that?
I wear this phrase out, but songwriting is where imagination and experience meet. And this one, you know, it relies heavily on imagination. And this, you know, some songs you can sit down and write and be done in a half an hour. Some of them you really got to grub out. And this one it'll be 2 years ago this February or something. And I remember going through that process and like, all right, what am I going to do with these people? Because I kind of wrote it from front to back. It was kind of like, what's going to happen to these folks, you know? And it took me a while to kind of figure it out and form it. I don't know if redemptive song is the right word, but it feels pretty good, you know, because you could have went a lot of directions with that storyline.
I was waiting for it to go bad, and it didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I was happy that it didn't, right?
I pulled out a ring with cubic zirconia stone. Said I might be poor and dumb, but you won't raise our child alone. Oh,
so we opened with the Christmas song from this live EP, and we're going to close with it as well. Before we do that, what do you want for Christmas, Joe Stamm? Siri, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Man, that's a good question. Just a few more friends. I'm an independent musician. The thing we're always looking for is just a few more friends, a few more fans, a few more listeners. That's been my approach really for 7 years when I started this band and started this project and just kind of growing and growing and growing and getting our boundaries a little bit further out. And a few more fans, a few more friends, that'd be enough.
Sounds like you're doing pretty good so far.
It's going well. I'm having fun.
Merry Christmas.
from Sun Road Hill. Put on Elder.